Right, there's a brilliant event taking place at Goals this weekend on the 28th of January called the Cameron Cup. And I've got the organiser, Andy Laird, in the studio, and Michael Watson as well, who can tell us a little bit about what is happening and why. We'll start with you, Michael, and tell us a little bit about the Cameron Cup.
Basically, Andy's come up with the idea to put on the Cameron Cup. It's for a little boy over the water in Ellesmere Port who's 11 years old. He's been diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer called desmoplastic small round cell tumour. It affects only 3 to 4 people in every 500,000, so it's extremely rare, and it's a very aggressive form of cancer.
Andy, you've come up with this then to try and raise a little bit of money, which is a fantastic idea. If anyone does want to get involved, tell us how they can do so.
Basically, we're sold out on the day for teams, but we're asking for donations, which we've got a GoFund page. So if you go onto GoFund and type in Cameron Cup, you'll find all the details there. You can donate. Also, if you can email me, andylaird@blueyonder.co.uk. We're asking for any donations or any stuff to raffle off on the day.
It's, as you say, out of teams. People have sold out of that. It's a five-a-side football competition, though. There's loads more happening on the day other than just football, though.
Yeah, we've got Ian Snowden coming down. ITV News are covering the day. And it just goes on and on and on. The support we've had has been absolutely amazing. From the likes of Jamie Carragher, Paul Smith, the Smith family, Pixie Lott, Lee Butler, Leighton Baines, Wayne Rooney, Derry Matthews. It's just endless.
It really is. If you type Cameron Cup into Twitter, you will just find loads of photos of famous people holding the poster, which I've got in front of me now as well. The likes of Wayne Rooney, I saw, Jamie Carragher. What's it mean to get their support?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's we started off this event just like a small football tournament, and it's just taken off to something amazing. We had a donation of Gordon Taylor, the chief executive of the PFA. He donated to the GoFund page. Jamie Carragher's foundation, Everton Football Club, and the Smith brothers. It's just endless.
Michael, tell us a little bit about Cameron.
He was on holiday at his uncle's wedding in Mexico in 2015 and became unwell on the holiday. His stomach was swollen and he was complaining that he didn't feel well. So when they got him home and he had various checks, eventually they found out what his condition was. It was that aggressive at the time. He had no option to have chemotherapy straight away. They couldn't operate. So he's gone through various courses of chemotherapy at Alderley, which they're very grateful for. That Alderley have been brilliant with the family. And he then got to a point where he could have an operation. They removed as much of the tumours as they can, but not all of it. He then had radiotherapy, which got him a little bit better and a couple of months off. And then he had a regrowth of the tumours. So unfortunately, they've said to the family like that he's got basically the treatment he's having up until just before Christmas was to prolong his life and to give him a better quality of life. There is no cure, unfortunately. And that's it, really. Before Christmas, the family decided that because of the treatments and how unwell he was, that he couldn't do the things he wanted to do that a normal 11-year-old boy would want to do, like play with his friends and play football, go to school, things that people take for granted. So they decided that they would stop the treatment and basically let nature take its course, but Cameron would be well enough to enjoy things that a normal boy would do, whereas under the treatment, they couldn't do that. So that's where they're at the moment. So that's why things like this, it's to make memories with his family and his brothers, and any little helps, basically, it's going to change a family's life.
Really is. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones. I'm speaking to Michael Watson and Andy Laird about the Cameron Cup this weekend, which is taking place at Goals in Liverpool. You say do the things that a normal 11-year-old boy would do, and you mentioned he's on the poster here, picture of him in a Chester shirt. He's a massive Chester fan. There are so many things that a kid should be able to do when they're growing up, and sadly, in this case, what, three or four people, did you say, out of 500,000 have got it? It's shocking, and it's taking that away from him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he loves amateur football as well as every kid loves the Premier League. But he goes along to Chester and they help out. His dad's helped out at Chester in various positions, and the kids do ball boys there just so basically they can watch the football and things that are affordable, because with having four boys, you can't just up out and go and watch Liverpool or Manchester United, Everton, whoever you support. So they took Chester to their hearts and they support Chester Football Club. So it's great for them.
And as I said, that such a small pool of people who have got it. And what was the family's reaction? And you're part of the family when they got the news?
Well, obviously they were stunned, and the specialist told them that they had to seek advice from America straight away, because it was that rare. Nobody really knew much about it in this country. It's one of those things. But another unfortunate turn of events is Cameron's mother's also got a terminal tumour, so she's very unwell as well. So it's not just one bad story, it's two combined, which is unbelievable, really. The chances of it happening is just unbelievable. So they're both really going through a terminal disease together, so it's heartbreaking.
Really is heartbreaking. Absolutely shocking turn of events, and amazing that one family can be hit with so much bad luck in such a short space of time. Andy, why did you decide to get involved then?
Basically, I'm a friend. I've never met Cameron or the family before, but I'm friends with Michael. I've been for many years, and we decided. I've done a few charity events before on this sort of scale, and it was I just thought it was the right thing to do to help try and help the family out. Like you say, we set out for a small football tournament. We've ended up with 60 teams in the tournament. We basically sold out of Goals. Goals have been brilliant. They organised the tournament and everything. We've had donations. We've had the raffle prizes we've got and auction prizes we've got is just out of this world, all sports memorabilia. And it's going to be a really good day. Really good day, yeah.
It really is. This is, though, a family that thoroughly deserve people's help, the fundraising. It can go such a long way. So what is it, this money that is raised, going to do, Michael?
Basically, that's completely up to them. However they want to make memories with each other. And to be honest, that's the most important thing, isn't it? So whatever they want to do with the money is completely up to them. We're just going to try and raise as much money as we can to give them the platform to make those precious memories, which is something that can't be taken away from you.
Really isn't. And fingers crossed that they can create those memories together, because, as I say, what we're talking about, a young child, we're talking about his family and how they're all affected by what is a horrible disease. And hopefully all of this goes OK on Sunday. It's the 28th of January at this tournament at Goals in Liverpool. As you've told us, Andy, it's sold out in terms of team events, but there are so many other ways that people can get involved. If they do want to donate, what else can they do?
Basically, just go to the GoFund page and just type in Cameron Cup into Google or whatever, and just donate. Otherwise, you can contact me personally through either Facebook or Twitter, or email me, andylaird@blueyonder.co.uk, and pledge a donation there. Or also, if anyone wants to come down on the day, they're more than welcome. It's going to be like a family affair. So yeah, we've got loads of things going on, raffles and everything. So if anyone wants to come down on a day, they're more than welcome to.
And I'm sure there are plenty of details as well on Twitter. If you do type in Cameron Cup, there are many heartbreaking stories on Twitter, and many of them people just kind of skim over without even reading them properly. But this is one that thoroughly deserves our attention. So Michael and Andy, thanks for coming in this afternoon, and hopefully everything goes well on Sunday and the family are able to create more memories together.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Cheers.